I'm going to talk to you today about strife. And so we're going to just kind of float along and do some different things. Start with Genesis chapter 13. Years ago, decades ago, the church always promoted, we're giving you a Sunday off or a Wednesday off to have a wonderful, happy time with your family. And I always wondered how many families were having a wonderfully happy time. And so that kept coming to me. Over several years. And every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, they were giving you, church giving you extra time off, and we're going to get together with our families. We're going to have a happy, happy time. Well, I don't know about you, but we're going to have a happy, happy time at my house. We have to work at it. So I thought I'd take a poll. So I asked the group of ladies I was teaching, I asked several years in a row, how many of you could run into trouble with your family gatherings? And the number of hands was startling. Absolutely startling, the people that had to put some effort into it, some prayer into it, had to pace themselves. And I found out not everybody, holidays aren't happy for everybody. Well, suicide rate goes up at Thanksgiving and Christmas traditionally. Although statistics don't bear that out, that's what they always say. But it is a time of trauma for people. And I want us to be get together and actually have the happy time the church is promoting. Would that be good? You want to be as happy as they said you would be? Does anybody think they could use a dose of strife-free Christmas and Thanksgiving? I could. Genesis 13. Verse 8, Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife. Is that great? We don't even need any more of this story. Let there be no strife. Lot was Abraham's nephew, and Abraham and Lot had left Ur of the Chaldees together. Abraham was very rich, verse 2, very rich, cattle, silver, and gold. Well, Lot, verse 5, also had flocks, herds, and tents. So there really wasn't enough land for all the cattle, all the sheep. It takes a considerable amount of land to graze that as many sheep and cattle as they had. And so, verse 7, there was a strife between the herdmen of Abraham's cattle, herdmen of Lot's cattle. Canaanite, the Perizzite, dwelled in the land. And Abraham said to Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between my herdmen and between thy herdmen, for we are brethren, and that's very important. We are brethren. Let there be no strife. Now turn to Philippians chapter 2. Abraham is going to do something phenomenal to prevent strife. He's going to let Lot have first choice of the land. See, sometimes strife is because we put ourselves first. The first thing we need to remember is if we're going to have a strife-free situation, we have to put the other guy first. And Abraham said, Lot, you pick whatever land you want. Well, one half of that land is well-watered and the other half is not. And Lot, of course, took the well-watered side, leaving Abraham to graze his sheep on the side that had less water. But it says, we are brethren. You go first, we're brethren. You go first because we're brethren. See, if we're brethren, if we're going to keep peace with the world and peace within our family, then we are not first. Now, we're going to do this the hard way. Raise your hand real high and say, I am not first.
Not first.
You know, if we get that straight, the root of strife is ambition, self-will, self-seeking, selfishness, and jealousy. And you'll find that in your Greek dictionaries. The root of strife is do for me, bring to me, give to me, I need this. But Abraham said, no, you choose first, we're brethren. Now look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing, now let's just stand there a minute. This fella introduced me as Sister Hammer, this preacher. He said, I've never seen anybody hammer a point as long as you do. He said, this is Sister Hammer, she's been here before. Well, that's why I do it. Let nothing, let's hammer that a minute. Let's pretend that's a nail. Hammer that in the wall. Let what? Nothing. Let what? Nothing. How many's a nothing?
Nothing.
It's a zero. Let nothing be done through strife. How many things can be accomplished through strife? Nothing. Strife is always seen with vainglory, with envy, with jealousy. They're cousins and they roam together. And it says, let nothing. How many things?
Nothing.
How many things?
Nothing.
You know, why is it we think if I can just speak my word, make my point? You ever tried that? You just want them to understand where I'm coming from. I just want you to know where I'm coming from.